Hospitals have been working for years to digitize patients' medical records. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, New York State is now expanding a system to centralize the record-keeping of multiple hospitals.
A patient's medical history may be in the computer at their primary care doctor's office, and their records may be digitized at the hospital they've been treated at.
However, many of those systems can't easily or fluently communicate with one another.
Dr. Renu Kushal leads the Weill Cornell Medical College's healthcare policy program. She just studied Rochester Area Hospital's implementation of the State Health Information Network, also known as SHINE. Kushal uses the analogy of an ATM. She says under the SHINE system, a doctor can withdraw money, i.e. access a patient's medical records, from any ATM, instead of just at their local branch. Regional exchanges like Rochester's have been in the works for a few years. Now, SHINE wants to make those regional networks talk to each other. She says that ability to share information among healthcare providers will cut down on repeat tests and hospital admissions for patients.
If I don't need to be in the hospital, it's really beneficial to me as a patient to not be there.
Patients have to give consent to have their information added to the statewide network. In Rochester, Kushal says the number of duplicate x-rays and unneeded hospital readmittance dropped by double digits through use of the network.
Having exchange of clinical information is a very effective way of avoiding unnecessary hospitalizations and or readmissions.
That saves both patients and hospitals money. Once connected, SHINE will be one of the largest health records systems in the world. The program's expansion is costing $55 million. The expansion of the records program is also seen as a job creator as companies deliver new ways for hospitals to access records. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.